Guys,
I'm so excited because I get to talk about one of the most exciting things that I've ever done in my entire life. And that was become a morning person. I've talked about this before, but I'm going to talk about it again because I've had some strides in my morning person journey. And I want to share it with you because it's changed my life. Changed my life even more so than it had before. So I am proudly about to tell you a very important thing. And that is that I am part of the 5 a.m. club. Never in one patrillion years do I think that I would have ever been able to join or even start to join the 5 a.m. club. And for all of you people being like, what the F is the 5 a.m. club? It's really not that exciting. Robin Sharma wrote a book called The 5 a.m. Club. I haven't read it. but it's about waking up at 5 a.m. and all the badass cool things you can do when you wake up at 5 a.m. So I started waking up at 5 a.m. And I'm going to be very honest and transparent with you guys. It actually 100% feels as good as they say it does. I was very skeptical. I was like, there's no way. There's no way waking up at 5 a.m., 2 or 3 or maybe 4, depending on what period of time in the winter it is here, hours before it becomes light. So that means I'm waking up when it's dark. I'm going to bed when it's dark. I feel sometimes like I live in Alaska during January. It's not like that at all, but you get what I mean. Like, it's just always dark, at least when I wake up. And it feels awesome. But let me run through my schedule just so you guys understand what exactly my 5 a.m. wake up helps me accomplish, okay? So from 5 a.m. to 5:45, this is my time to wake up, meditate. I meditate for 20 minutes. It's a visualization / meditation practice. I poop my dog is what I call it. So I take him out to go poo and pee. I chug a glass of water and I brush and floss, habit stacking, my teeth. Okay, so that's 5:45. 5:45 to 7:15, I go to the gym. That gives me an hour and a half with commute to get to the gym. Depending on the day, I either do weights or I do cardio, or sometimes I just walk if I'm really not feeling it. I just get on a treadmill and walk because for me, it's just getting there that is most important. Okay, so the gym ends. I'm walking on out from 7:15 to 7:15 I'm home after the gym. Then 7:15 to 8:30, so an hour and 15 minutes. I do a morning chore, which usually just means the dishes. I eat breakfast, I take vitamins, I drink at least 2 glasses of water. So at this point, I've already hit my 8 glasses with the gym. I make coffee or I drink my takeout coffee. I journal. I write my gratitude list. I listen to inspiration and then I also read or shower, depending what I want to do that day. Then at 8:30 to 9, I go on social media. So that's Instagram, that's LinkedIn. Sometimes I go on TikTok and I engage, I'm entertained, and I post my post to Instagram because I do that manually. And then from 9 to 10, I do what I call is the power hour. 9 to 10 is a power hour of 1 hour, 100% completely dedicated to my business. Because as you guys know, we're most productive in the early stages of our day. So I figured by 9 to 10, that's 5 hours in, I've got 1 hour of full-on work. So this brings me to 10 a.m. I just want to point something out. I'm in a different time zone than Eastern Standard Time. I'm an hour ahead. So I'm in the East Coast of Canada. So I have an advantage because 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. to me is 9 a.m. to everybody in New York, Tennessee, Atlanta. So, and everywhere in between. Toronto, all those places. So, by 9 a.m. Eastern, the start of the workday, I, Amy Damone, have 5 hours of 100% dedicated to me time. Do you know how amazing that feels to say, I've dedicated the first 5 hours of my day? 5 hours of my day to work on just me. Granted, my business is in there, but my business is very much a part of me, and that is important, and this is like the cherry on top to that. But even if you take that out, that means I've dedicated the first 3.5 hours, because if you include social media, 3.5 hours to completely me. Yeah, there's a chore in there. Yeah, I gotta walk my dog. But there's a lot of awesomeness and happiness in those activities as well. I feel accomplished because I know my dog gets to go back to bed because he's like the biggest, laziest bum in the world. I know that my mom, because I live with my mom right now, doesn't need to come out and be angry that the dishes haven't been done or that she has to now do them. And I also feel accomplished because doing a chore before most of the world wakes up, at least in North America, is really cool, because by the time I do the chore, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, you know? Like, it's awesome. It's really great. And it sounds crazy, I know. But I woke up at 6 for maybe like 2 months, 6 a.m. And I think waking up at 5 a.m. is easier, believe it or not. I don't know what it is. I feel much more awake. I feel much more calm throughout the day. And I just feel like I can take on the world and accomplish all the goals that I have. Because I got some big goals, guys. You know that. But this was not as easy as I'm making it sound. It took me about 2 years to get here, okay? So about 2 years ago, I realized that, like, the life I was living was absolutely horrendous. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't doing anything for myself. I was working, like, 12 hours a day. I was ordering takeout way too much. I wasn't really walking my dog, my poor bubbies. And I just, like, wasn't living up to my expectations. I wasn't living up to my own expectations of myself. And sometimes we fall short of that, especially as virtual assistants who always are focused on helping other people grow their business and helping other people. But then also as women as well, we're just, like, not really taught to prioritize ourselves, family first, all that stuff. So it was a long journey, but I realized that it was time that I needed to make a change. But I also knew that I've been a rebel my entire life, and, like, all of a sudden it's not going to be helpful if I just rip the Band-Aid off and get up at 5 a.m. No. I realized that something that I wanted to, at one point in my life, be able to do was to be able to wake up early. 5 a.m. was never the goal. It was always, like, 6. But I always wanted to do that because I wanted to be able to prove to myself that I was wrong, because I was telling myself I wasn't a morning person. And if anyone for all of you that don't follow me regularly, you know that I'm very competitive, but mostly just with myself, which is the best type of competitiveness in my opinion. But so I'm very competitive. So I wanted to prove myself wrong that I couldn't become a morning person, or that I could. I believe that I couldn't become a morning person. So I wanted to prove myself wrong. And 2 years later I did. But how did I do this? So I first started, like, committing to getting up at 7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock, from 11 o'clock to 7 o'clock is actually a much bigger jump, but it just meant, like, I readjusted my working hours. So I didn't really change my lifestyle for the first, like, 6 months, which I don't agree with, but it helped me take those first steps. And then after that, I introduced a morning walk. And after that, I introduced a morning walk with my dog, and then I introduced journaling, and then I would just keep adding certain habits that I wanted to do. The dishes, my coffee, all this stuff. So when I started really focusing on building good habits, that's when it started to come together. But like any good personal development human, and by good I mean just like normal, I fell off the bandwagon. My life came up. I moved across the country, got a boyfriend, live with my mom now. Like, things changed, and they changed drastically, and I slipped back into old comfortable ways. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't go back to the craziness of 11 a.m., but I was only waking up at like 7 to 8. I'd have like an hour maybe. I would read like maybe a little bit of my book or walk my dog or do this, and then I'd start working and work for 10, 12 hours. And I realized, oh, shoot, all that work I did last year is being broken down. So I quickly jumped back on the bandwagon and got to working on building those habits, because habits, as you guys may or may not know, are just really the ability, is a scientific process, really. And there's a way to hack it, biohack it, as I like to call it. or maybe it's not biohacking because you can't actually like put bot drugs into your brain, but like, or into your like biochemistry, but you can hack it because you can understand what a habit is, what triggers it, there's a reward system and all that fun stuff. I'm not going to get into it, but once you understand that, you can then start changing your bad habits and making them into good habits. So there was like, in other words, what I'm saying, there was like a super long trial and error period, but the final results after those 2 years of adjustment and understanding and managing a whole lot, slew of like mental health issues and things like that, the final results of right now on, I'm recording this on October 24th, 2019, the final results are this. One, I'm less hungry. Two, I am very calm. Three, I've started trusting myself again. It's something I've been battling with for a while. Because I trust myself to get up and take care of myself for the first 5 hours of the day. So I'm trusting myself again. Four, I'm having better interpersonal relationships because I'm less stressed and less triggered because I'm less stressed. And finally, I'm losing a lot of weight. I mean, granted, I'm going to the gym 5 times a week and I changed my eating behaviors and I changed what I eat and put into my bodies. I quit drinking. It makes sense that I would lose weight. But it really started to come off when I got this 5 a.m. thing down. Or maybe not down, but I started integrating the 5 a.m. wake-up calls into my life. And I will say this as I sign off, is that you're like, oh my God, there's no way my body is going to let me wake up at 5 a.m. There's just no way. And I get it if you have kids. This is like a much bigger, much, much bigger adjustment, especially when they're on a schedule. Because you can't go to bed at 9 if your baby goes to bed at 10 or has to feed at 10. Like, I get that. I go to bed at 9, sometimes 8:30. It's embarrassing, but it works for me. I get that you can't do this. Or it's not that you can't do it, sorry. I get that it might be a little bit harder for you. But honestly, the biggest thing is the lack of stress. We're so stressed. We carry so much stress throughout our day, throughout our life. And by integrating all these small habits that allow me to wake up at 5 a.m., allow me to put myself first, allow me to intuitively tell myself and the world that I care about myself, it's almost gone. I have like pretty high functioning ADHD, guys. And for the last 4 days, it's been non-existent. Like super non-existent. It's crazy. It hasn't been this non-existent for years. Like 12, if not more. So that's something to think about. But I got off track. The one thing I was going to say is I understand as like parents how hard it is for 5 a.m. wake up call, especially if your kids are on a schedule. But it's actually much easier than you think. I don't know why, but 5 a.m. is much easier than getting up at 6 for me. And I wake up automatically anywhere from 4:30 and 4:50 every day, waiting for my clock. My body clock is ready to get up and get moving. So before you're like, this girl's nuts, I'm never going to do this, just give it a go. Small adjustments at first, get up a little bit earlier, maybe half an hour. Add one thing to your to-do list that prioritizes you. In 2 months or in a month, get up a half an hour earlier and make that consistent. Then maybe you'll add an hour, maybe you'll just add another half an hour. But when you fail and you mess up, don't beat yourself up. Just accept that you had a bad day, that your old bad behavioral habit has won out today and today only, and that tomorrow you're going to start again. Or that you're going to start again immediately. Now, I know you can't like re-wake up and you can't erase or rewind time, but you can go throughout the day with the mentality that you're taking and prioritizing yourself. Because yeah, you messed up today and you didn't get up, but you can then reframe it and say, wow, I've been doing this for the last 3 weeks. I must have been exhausted. My body needed the rest. Thank you for putting myself first. And then move forward. That's just like my little bit of advice for you ladies and gents, because I need you guys to put yourself first. There's so many of you not doing it, and I really don't want you to regret this, and this will change your entrepreneur struggle. Actually, it will revolutionize your struggle. So let me know what you think. Let me know if you're going to try it. Let me know if you're like, Amy, you're crazy. Never ever talk about morning routines again. Whatever it is. Hit me up on Instagram, amy.demone, D-E-M-O-N-E, Amy, A-M-Y. So amy.demone. And let's have a chat about it. Let me know what's up. Follow me on TikTok if you want to, D2Amy. Just letting you know. Okay, guys, I will talk to you on Monday.